What do you look on the wall to see?
Colander. Colander.
Colander, yeah. Okay, these are delicious little...
Time!
Oh. Guacamole!
Chewed up. Pull up a chair and get ready for a good time with Michael Simon, Carla Hall, and Clinton Kelly. Let's get into it.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Chewed Up. How's everybody doing? Everybody good? What are you laughing at?
Nothing, nothing.
You're laughing.
I'm not laughing.
I lost my sheet of paper.
Yeah, you did.
And you love that, don't you?
Michael's so, like, I got this. Totally lost the paper already.
We're 30 seconds in. I could freestyle. I want to thank all of you for coming. We're going to have a little bit of fun today. This is from our podcast we call Chewed Up. We're on YouTube. We're having a blast doing it. For those of you that used to watch The Chew, it's like The Chew unhinged a little bit. We drop 3 new shows every week, but we don't have anybody telling us what we had to do or say, which is refreshing,
yes,
to say the least.
And we can show brands.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the one thing that it has taught me is after knowing these guys for about 18 years now, is once we were unhinged, Clinton curses a lot.
I curse a lot. So if you have delicate ears,
horrible language. but I am Michael Simon. This is the fabulous Clinton Kelly and the wonderful Carla Hall. So today we are going to make a couple dishes, play some games with you in the audience, have some giveaways, and have a little bit of fun. And hopefully my voice holds on. My voice is...
Your voice is really leaving.
It's going quick.
It's going quick.
All right.
You hang in there, buddy.
I will. You do all the talking.
I'm not going to do all the talking. So are we having a nice time so far in Miami?
I know. We've been having a really great time.
Carla and I got up this morning, and we went for a bike ride at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
It was awesome.
It was our first ever bike ride together.
Why didn't you guys ask me if I wanted to come?
Because we knew that you had a big night last night. You got all drunky-drunk. Unlike us.
Which explains my voice.
I got drunk too, but I was in bed by 10.
Oh, yes. Good for you. All right, well, I want to hear about the
bike. Yeah, it was so much fun. First of all, Clinton has these massive calves.
I do.
And we're going up a hill, and Clinton's like, la-di-da, like, show them they're your calves. You can't even pull your pants up.
Want to see these calves?
Clinton
look at
has,
these
like,
mother.
Massive calves.
They're very pale right now.
I mean, look at my little calf.
Clinton has some very white calves.
I mean,
oh my God.
My little
Carla,
calf.
Man, that's some impressive leg movement there.
What? You're in the hospital.
So my little calf was like, and Clinton was like coming up a hill like, I mean, but it was really fun. I was very conscious of the people who were going on the trail. Beep, beep. Ring, ring.
No, let me tell you something. Carla rang that bell every fucking 10 seconds. Like, she did not stop. People didn't care whether anybody was coming. She was dinging that bell to let everybody know that Carla was behind them, and then she'd pass them like this.
There is etiquette to walking on a trail, biking on a trail, and then rollerblading on a trail.
Yes.
Ding, ding, let people know you're traveling on the left. But then people got a little nervous because Clinton was passing over here, the people be in the middle, and Clinton was like this.
I'm a bob and weaver. I will weave around them. Just don't worry about me. I got it. I won't hit you. But Carla's dinging that bell, so I had to be like, that's Carla dinging the bell, not me. So, but then after we got back from our bike ride, I was watching the news. I love local news. I think it's hilarious. Local news is hilarious. Like, man, almost hit my car.
What are you talking about, my or anywhere?
Just local news in general. It's like if they've got footage of it, they're going to show it, right? So it's like, man, almost hit by car is news, right? So, but one of the things I noticed on the news is the weather report today is going to be close to a record heat.
Oh, it's gonna be hot.
But you guys got a cold front coming in on Monday, which means, what does that mean? Dropping from trees. Iguanas. The iguanas are dropping from trees starting probably on
All
Monday.
All of y'all are
so
like,
you know.
Yeah, that sure is
that
a
sure
thing.
Is.
I didn't know that was a thing.
But there was it's a thing. They like almost freeze and they go into stasis or something and then they can't move and they just fall out of the trees. But then there are people who collect the iguanas. Yes, people are nodding. And then they eat the iguanas. Yes. They eat the iguanas. Yeah, they really do, right?
Okay.
And there was a guy showing that he makes iguana pizza. So I was like, you know what we should do is a round with the audience of chew it or screw it. So we play this game on Chewed Up where it's like, if you like it, you say chew it. If you don't like it, you say screw it. So I'm going to name some Florida foods, and you just raise your hand if it's chew it or screw it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So iguana pizza, if you would eat it,
Now, the yes is a hand.
Yes.
Chew it.
Chew it.
Raise your hand.
Chew it, iguana pizza.
Okay, that's a couple of people.
Out of the chew it, have you eaten it? No. Okay.
All right. Iguana pizza, screw it.
Okay. Most people screw it.
Okay. All right, how about this? Iguana pizza for $100 to eat a whole... Chew it? How many people would eat an iguana pizza for $100?
Bizarre Foods. Where's Andrew Zimmern?
A few people. All right. How about this? Chew it or screw it? Python sausage is another Florida food because python's an invasive species in the Everglades. They want you to eat the python.
Can I interrupt? I don't understand Florida.
Florida is its own country,
maybe it's
people.
The Midwestern in me. I just, like, it's really hot. There's hurricanes, alligators, iguanas falling from trees, and pythons.
But the pythons aren't here legally.
And unlike New York, the cockroaches fly here, but they give them a cuter name.
Oh, that is true. Those, you ever had a big old bug fly in your head in Florida? It's scary.
Ciao.
All right. Continue.
All right, so what happened to the, who would try, let's play it this way. Python sausage, would you try it?
Okay, we have a couple Chew-Its.
That's actually a decent amount of Chew-Its, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Another popular food. Alligator here in Florida. Who would eat alligator ribs?
Look at
all these people.
I've eaten them.
Okay, I want you all to comment at home if you would eat these things.
Yes. You're not eating them at all. You're not even trying that at all.
It's awful.
Girl, you're going to be hungry.
It's not good.
No. I've had it too. I was a judge on Chopped once, and they served alligator. I was like, this is disgusting.
Yeah, they're it tastes like
fishy chicken.
It does. It does not taste like chicken.
Yeah, all right. How about, this is an easy one. Conch fritters. Yes, yes, everybody likes a conch fritter. And another Florida food we can end with, deep-fried frog legs. Yeah, decent amount. This is a pretty adventurous audience.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, chew it or screw it. All right, what's up next on our list? Carla, would you like to make us a mocktail?
I would. Y'all, I'm going to be making a pineapple lime agua fresca.
Nice.
Because I feel like I go to restaurants, and I'm like, I'll have an agua fresca. They're like, we don't have that on the menu. I'm like, I thought it would be on the menu. So I already have pineapple in here. I'm going to put in some lime juice. One of the things, if you all are making cocktails at home, you know, like, they ask for lime. So I started putting my lime in water because if it's in water, it's already diluted so that it's not so sharp. So you're ready to go, especially for batching. So lime water. And then I have some zest. Look, if you've already bought the lime or the lemon or the orange, you know, use the zest. Remember back in the day when it was like, do I send my kids to college or do I have limes? Like, limes were so expensive. I'm serious.
How long ago was that?
Avocado is now taking its place.
Yeah.
I know. Remember that when romaine lettuce was really expensive?
Yeah, that was a minute.
Wait, are we talking like what? Like a year ago or 20 years ago?
Like probably like 10.
Really?
Romaine went crazy.
Yeah, it's like $62 a case.
Yeah, we took it off the menu at all the restaurants. That's the only reason I remember. It got like to sell a Caesar salad about 8 years ago. Romaine got so expensive. If we wanted to sell it at the restaurant, we would have to charge like $32.
Yeah.
For a Caesar salad. It went insane.
I know. And then there was a time when limes were really expensive. And then you were like, okay, you're not going to college. I need to have my margaritas. I mean, you know what I'm saying? All right. Now this was ginger. All right, and I'm going to add some water. I'm going to put in a little bit of honey, too. Some water. I'm going to just blend all this up.
Carla, I have a question for you while you're doing that. I know you juiced the limes, put them in water, did the zest. If you just chopped up the limes and covered them with water and stuck the water in the fridge, would you get, like, pretty intense lime water?
You could do, you would, but you also get the pith. And some, I would do that with lemons, not limes, because they get kind of bitter.
Right. Yep.
Little honey.
Nice squeeze of honey there, honey.
Yep, a nice squeeze of honey. And then some more water. We're going to blend this up. This is super easy. You don't have to use, you could use, like, mango. You could use, like, any kind of citrus.
Could you use star fruit?
Oh, you could totally do. Okay, y'all. Okay. Who knows star fruit as a tropical fruit?
No. Okay.
If somebody said you name a tropical
you
fruit.
You asked the question wrong. Yesterday, we were doing a demo on the beach, and the audience had to guess a tropical fruit to win a prize. Carla picked the fruit. There's several hundred people in the audience. Starfruit is what she wrote down. You know how long it took to get the starfruit with people guessing? So don't say, do you know starfruit? Everybody knows starfruit,
yeah,
but it wouldn't be their first guess.
I was trying to have it be a little challenging. And then when we had the question, what's something you put on the grill? I chose peach.
Favorite thing to grill? Peach.
Suffering from seasonal irritants? As the pollen count rises, support your immune system with Quiksilver Scientific Hysta-Aid, a targeted blend of nutrients and botanicals designed to help maintain healthy histamine balance and everyday comfort. Quiksilver Scientific Hysta-Aid works with your body's natural response to seasonal environmental challenges, so you can feel your best all season long. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, if you are laughing, drooling, or yelling at us through your screen right now,
then you're one of us and we love you for it.
So don't just watch in silence. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube or follow wherever you're listening.
Yeah, that way you don't miss when Clinton starts another bread and cheese crusade.
Okay, or when Michael burns something on purpose.
Oh, whatever. It's called Flavor Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe, follow, tell a friend, whatever it takes.
More chaos, more comfort food, every week on Chewed Up.
All right.
Okay, I'm blending this up. This is a really nice blender.
And we're going to do a little straining.
We're going to do a little straining. Strain right here. Super simple. I mean, because the pineapple is really fibrous. Yeah, thank you, Clinton.
Do a little bit of that for
yeah,
you.
Do a yeah. little bit of that for me, Clinton.
Man, we need some, like, tequila.
Oh, yeah, you can add tequila, or you could add some vodka, or you could add, like, what would you add?
Tequila, 100%
yeah?
tequila.
Yeah.
Maybe a little rum would be nice.
Rum yeah. would be nice.
Rum? Okay. Well, y'all do that when you make it. I mean, you know, I don't drink, so I'm looking for a nice.
This is taking
me
a while
neither.
To strain. I wasn't yeah, expecting that. You want to do it?
No, I'm just gonna just okay. move on.
Sometimes you have a technique for things. Yeah. I want to make sure that you're doing it.
No, you were doing it right.
Okay.
I'm just gonna move on. Who here is from Florida? We got a lot of Florida people. Very
nice.
All right. Yeah. Miami, from Miami. All right.
New York.
New York.
Okay.
Oh, okay, well, do we have glasses?
Yeah, yes. We have them right here. All right, so y'all, here is our agua fresca. We would make this, we would have it really cold for ya, but.
I would like mine cold.
Okay, well, you can have
it
tomorrow.
Not gonna happen, buddy. Thank you.
All right, let's see.
All right, awesome. Here's to Miami.
Here's to Miami, cheers.
Cheers.
Super simple, yeah, super very easy, good. Very refreshing.
That's nice, yeah.
It would be great for a cocktail. Little fan mail?
I thought we were going to play the game, no? Yeah. All right, we're going to play a game with some audience members. We're going to play the Chewed Up Challenge. All right, Marissa, did you pick the audience members already? Oh, we didn't pick them?
No, we're doing the...
Raise your hand if you want to play. We need three people. Marissa's going to choose them.
If you would have said starfruit, we want you. I will.
All right. Just to explain what this is all about, it's like the game Heads Up.
You
ever play Heads Up on your phone? So the person who's got the cards over their head is going to be guessing a food-related item. One of the hosts will be giving clues to help them guess that food-related item. Okay. All right, great. We have an extra microphone to use for this. We need that handheld. Thank you.
Right?
Okay. Come over here. You want to play
who
first?
Who would have said starfruit? Sure. I want you on my team.
What's your name?
It's Bonnie.
Bonnie, you're going to be playing with Michael, Bonnie. Okay.
Where are you from, Bonnie?
Last night.
Where are you from?
At Whiskey. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore!
Oh,
Baltimore.
Yay! Okay.
Maryland like Nick.
All right. Okay, so you know how to play, do you know how to play Heads Up?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So you're going to hold these cards on your forehead, okay. right, one at a time. You can just hold them like that. Okay, and then Michael's going to give you clues for that. And you're going to guess. Okay?
And I'm keeping score.
And who's got a timer?
Do we have a category?
It's like a food-related thing.
Okay.
Why don't I set a timer on my phone? How about that? Okay. One moment, please.
This is Browns versus Ravens.
Browns versus Ravens.
I'll lose.
You're on the same team, though.
We're on the same team, yeah.
All right, ready, and go.
All right, this is the meth one. You cook something in a pan. You call it your...
Sauté.
You got it.
Yes, throw that away. Just throw it.
There is a dough on the cutting board, and you need to make it thin. You use this...
Rolling pin.
Correct. Not New England style, but Manhattan style.
Clam chowder.
Correct.
Carla loves cooking hers this way. It's battered and...
Flavor in the brown.
No, it is... pass. You don't stir. You want to make the egg whites fluffy, so you...
Fold.
No.
No.
You get them going real quick so they get bigger with a ballooned instrument.
The blue instrument?
A ballooned instrument.
Balloon. Oh, a whisk.
Balloon. Yes, whisk. You wear this so you don't get
apron.
Food all over your top. Yep.
Yep.
You put your bread in it in the morning.
Toaster.
You got it.
Not me.
Time.
Okay.
Well, not according to mine. She had 3 seconds according to mine. I thought I was okay.
You're good. Fried chicken. I couldn't think of how to say it without a
How many
chicken.
Was that?
Six.
Six. Okay. All right. Who's next?
Carly. And, wait, what was her name?
What was your name again?
Bonnie.
Bonnie
from Baltimore.
All right, who's next? Are you going to give the clues or do you want me
sure,
to give the clues?
Sure, I'll give the clues.
Okay. All right.
I'm doing the timer.
Okay, all right, you're going to yell time?
So, Michael, you're doing the... Score? Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Come on in. What's your name?
I'm Michael.
Michael, where are you from?
Miami.
Miami.
Oh, but hold on. So, Michael, would you have said starfish for a tropical fruit?
It's starfruit.
I mean,
obviously.
It's
up the word pineapple.
You wouldn't have? I don't want Mike on my team.
I'm saying pineapple should be a fruit, and same thing for the star fruit, which would be a tropical fruit as well.
Okay.
All right. So you know how to play this?
Yeah, okay. I'm familiar with it.
Okay put
ready?
Those on your forehead. Nick, set, ready, set.
Hey, hold on. Turn a little bit like this so they can see the things too. Okay. All right.
Don't be yelling out answers.
Do not yell out answers.
All right.
Don't make faces.
All right, on your mark, get set, go.
What I use for the agua fresca.
Okay, water.
Wait, what
pineapple.
The tool that I use.
Blender.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Okay, this is the famous green, are you trying, wait.
No, you can't you, say.
One of the words is in the answer.
Turn this way again.
Okay, not a cake, but
a bun.
Not a cake, but a thing in a shell.
A dish.
Okay.
A plate.
Okay, it is a dish.
Pass
okay,
it.
Pass.
Okay.
Pass. Okay, the things you make with an omelet.
Okay.
The omelet, omelets are made with?
Omelet made with eggs.
Okay,
correct.
Great. Okay, what do you have with eggs in the morning?
Okay, with coffee, bacon.
Okay, bacon, thank you. Okay, this is what's really, romaine, lettuce, croutons.
Caesar salad.
Yes. Okay, this is, it is a tortilla wrapped up, rolled.
Like a burrito.
Yes. Okay, this is what you get soup out of the pot with.
Okay, ladle.
Okay,
time.
Okay.
That was good.
Not a cake, but a pie.
But a pie, okay.
Okay, great. Way to go.
All right, yes.
Okay,
still
all right.
Michael had five, Bonnie had six.
All right.
Clinton, it's going to be you.
Six to five.
Okay, five. Okay.
Are you tipping me?
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
So
Mike, you're going to do this.
Okay. I'm going to do the mic.
Look at score. Okay.
Everybody got it? Hold on, wait till we say time.
Okay.
Yep, she's ready. You ready?
Okay.
Go.
Okay, you do this. You take a knife and you make food into smaller pieces.
A chop.
Correct. Ooh. Okay, this is a delicious food that you can eat on your belly. It's a pasta and a creamy cheddar.
Alfredo?
Cheddar.
Cheese.
Pasta and cheddar.
Cheese.
Pasta and cheddar together.
I don't know.
Mixed it. Pass. All right, this is avocado all mashed up with other delicious stuff.
Oh, salsa. Or
avocado.
Oh,
avocado mashed up with things and you scoop.
I can't
avocado. We all know this, right? Right? That clue's not terrible.
Don't talk.
Okay. This is raw fish and rice rolled up.
Sushi.
Yes. Okay. Not a boil. It's lower than a boil.
Simmer.
Simmer, yeah. Okay. This is, you put your lettuce in this and rinse it and the water goes through.
A strainer.
But no, it's another name for a strainer. Another name for a strainer. There are 12 months in a year, right? And so you look on that, on the wall to see.
Yeah.
There's a, what do you look on the wall to see?
Calendar. Colander.
Colander, yeah. Okay, these are delicious little.
Time.
Guacamole!
Y'all were amazing, Bonnie. Bonnie, a
up there in the Northeast.
I'm near you.
Yeah, you're near me. Bonnie from Baltimore.
Okay, you see? I think Bonnie from Baltimore won.
Bonnie won. Yeah. Okay. Good job,
Michael. Wow, wait.
Oh, yeah, what did you win? You won a front gate apron.
Yes, these are the aprons we did with front gate.
I'm like, I want that front gate.
Yeah, Liz, my wife Liz designed them. They're great.
There's my daughter.
Enjoy.
I don't know if you guys remember, but I was the person that sent a poster for you to sign for her for Christmas.
Oh. I do remember.
That was awesome.
All right, so Bonnie sent a poster for us. Yep. Every morning she gets up and puts on an apron. Where's
first thing you do.
Bonnie, that looks fantastic.
You wearing anything underneath it?
I love it. Congratulations, Bonnie.
All right. I am going to make now a very simple dish.
Bonnie, we're doing a show.
Okay. Just another recipe that's just really easy, very Florida, very seasonal now, right? Okay, obviously it's citrus season. If you did not know that, now the winter is citrus season.
Right.
Right, so we all have like salsa all year long, jarred salsa. And jarred salsa is amazing in the summer when tomatoes are at the freshest,
right?
But you can't find a good tomato now.
Yeah.
So you can make a delicious salsa with citrus. So instead of the tomato...
Do you just like to say salsa?
I just like to say citrus salsa.
Citrus salsa. I tell you, I've been getting some of the best oranges right now.
Yeah,
Do we have chips? Anybody have chips?
Oh, yeah. Did we have chips? We were supposed to have some chips.
Oh, just make the salsa.
I'll make the salsa and we'll find some chips. So literally, it's so easy to make the citrus salsa. So I've got a few oranges that I have supremed and chopped up into little bits here, like so. You obviously need some red onion for your citrus salsa.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to add some of that in there as well. Chips are to the left, evidently.
Got it.
Oh,
yay!
Awesome.
Yay! Chip lady!
Chip lady!
Chip lady.
And because we can show brands, here we go.
Delicious. Also, some jalapeno. How spicy are you guys feeling today?
Medium. Yeah, let's
medium
pick it up.
Spice.
Let's pick it up.
All right. You need a little salt in your salsa as
Yes.
well. Give a nice sprinkle of that. The salt goes really well with the sweetness of the citrus, just so you know. Give that a mix.
Michael is chopping up
a lot of cilantro, fresh cilantro, delicious.
Beautiful.
Really easy to grow, by the way, if you've got gardens, just grow that cilantro.
I mean, those of you who don't like cilantro, just use parsley or something.
Or mint.
Mint,
Some people have that where they can't eat cilantro. They actually have like a soap situation. Mint is a great substitute.
I love it.
Right, and we're gonna add some citrus, like a more acidic citrus with the lime juice, because you don't want it to be too sweet with all the orange. So I'll do the juice.
CK, I know we're serving this over chips, but as you're making it, and you know, we're in Florida, like over like a grilled piece of fish.
Oh,
this
beautiful.
Would be so good.
It's
like
literally,
grilled grouper, pan roasted grouper.
This would be amazing.
Yeah.
So don't think of it as just like a dipping salsa for chips. Think about it as a top. Also, I once did this exact dish with a cornmeal crusted chicken breast, like a pounded chicken breast.
Oh.
Added a little cornmeal to the breading, did a pan fry, served the salsa on the side, and it was an awesome, delicious, healthy dish. Okay. And that's it. Let's taste.
You are efficient.
Right? I wanted to do beef bourguignon, but they said we didn't have time.
Or an oven.
Okay.
What?
When I tell you, I don't miss the tomatoes or the avocados.
No,
you're not going to... Oh, the avocado. Gene.
No, it is delicious.
The question is, could you make this into a guacamole?
Right.
Oh, there you go.
Good.
It's delicious.
Really
it's
nice.
So easy. You can make it at home. It's in season now. Just do it.
Okay. And I mean, you use oranges, but grapefruit.
Grapefruit would be great there.
Citrus,
you could do a melange of citrus.
Oh.
That would
love
be
it.
Lovely.
That was so good.
Time and time.
Wow. Chewed up.
You may have noticed some of the boards and plates we're using. Those are all from Frontgate, including some for my very own collection.
They've got everything from outdoor furniture to decor to entertaining essentials, all made with quality, comfort, and style in mind.
And since most of it is designed in-house, you can't find their pieces anywhere else.
Frontgate, thanks for making our spread look so good.
For more information, go to frontgate.com.
Okay.
All right, what's next on your list, Clinton?
I think fan mail. Want to do some fan mail?
Yeah.
You got fan mail. Look out, it's fan mail.
That's right.
They don't pay me enough to dance. They don't pay me anything.
It's better when you see it in person, isn't it?
Why don't we usually pick fan mail out of an envelope, but if you guys have actual questions, Marissa can ask. Do you guys, anybody right have here, a question? Marissa. This right woman here. Has a question right there in this blue stripe.
Blue stripes.
Let's pull this back over here.
She's your biggest fan.
Aw.
She watches every single day when it comes out.
What's your name?
Erica.
Erica?
I'm from Miami.
All the way back to your chew day.
Oh, thank you, Erica. She got it. Her husband
Clinton,
is a micro.
Didn't Clinton look so much younger back then?
Because I was.
I'm glad that you guys came back.
Just for the record, I'd like to say I turn 57 tomorrow.
That's right.
Wow.
That just happened.
You look great.
Carla's backing it up.
Today's my birthday.
Get out of here.
I turned 47 today.
Happy birthday. God. 10 years younger than Clinton.
I see.
She only wanted to come for you guys.
Oh, wow. That's just awesome. Thank you.
I want to say thank you for coming back, because when you guys first started in doing the chew, I mean, I cooked. I didn't like cooking. I think my grandmother and my mom cooked. So I think I was very nervous about being at their standards.
Uh-huh.
So you being on the chew, that really helped me really
enjoy cooking. So what's your question?
So my question is, my son's in college. So what would you advice for him that now he's cooking on his own? Because
uh-huh.
I do share your episodes to him, that you would recommend staples for him.
Oh, ooh. Staple recipes.
So
wow.
Recipes or equipment that he should have. Both. I think when they're first starting out, it's all about the KISS method of cooking. Keep it simple, so things that you could do with minimal ingredients that could be cooked quickly so that they're not gonna get frustrated. Doing cutlets or Milanese or something of that nature where it's a quick breading, you pan fry it, crispy, delicious, with a crisp salad, things that don't have a million ingredients that you could cook mm-hmm. in under 10 minutes. Because I think when people first start cooking, before they kind of fall in love with cooking, sometimes there's aggravation with I just spent 5 hours and it doesn't taste how I want it to taste. And so I would say simple ingredients, short cooking time items. Pastas.
Yeah, pastas. I think one of the things when I think about a college dorm, what's available, I mean, they'll have a microwave. Maybe in the common areas. I know I like an omelet in the microwave. If you think about ramen noodles, throw away the pack. You can always make sauces with peanut butter, sriracha, a little bit of water. They have a full kitchen? Oh, dude. Wait, it's on and popping.
But does he have an air fryer?
That's what I'm saying. Does he have an air fryer?
Yes, he does.
He has an air fryer.
There's my guy.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Carla loves an air fryer.
Yes,
Michael
I do.
Michael Simon hates an air fryer. Clinton Kelly don't give a shit. Okay.
You guys are all getting... An air fryer is an oven that they figured out how to sell America and make a bunch of money.
All right. You have a question down here in the orange.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so shy. But I watch The Chew every single day after work.
Close it to your mouth so we can hear.
Sorry. Every day on demand, I would watch The Chew when I got home. So I love you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, one thing before I ask my question. Carla, thank you for at least going to Holiday Bacon Championship and all the bacon championships, because I finally get to see you again.
So happy.
My question is there any way for anything this year where everyone will be, not everyone, but this core group will be back together for any project, because I miss you guys. I need you guys in my life again.
Okay, this
visually,
is the project.
Visually.
Girl, do you not know about Chewed Up?
I said visually. Visually.
You can look at it on the other TV.
I didn't know that.
Okay, you can watch it on YouTube.
Sorry. Yeah. I didn't know that.
We literally shoot it in an amazing studio with great, seven cameras, and you can watch us on YouTube.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, it's
or Spotify.
Now you know. This is great. Look how quickly your prayers are answered.
Right. Ask and you shall receive.
Hail.
All right. How about one more question?
Hey, yeah. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Emmy.
What is a blooper gone well that you all have made? A food blooper you thought was a mess up, then turned out yumminess.
Oh, I made a very classic blooper on the Chew years ago, which turned into like it was an epic fail. Do you know what a tarte tatin is? A tarte tatin is basically an upside down apple pie. So you put the apples in with the brown sugar and the cinnamon and a ton of butter, and then you take your puff pastry and you put it on top of that, and then you put it in the oven and you bake it, and then you're supposed to invert the pan, and then it's just supposed to drop beautifully onto the plate. Well, I inverted the pan. Let me tell you, if you're ever inverting a pan for any recipe like that, feel it. You have to feel it in your bones.
Commit to the flip.
Commit to the flip. Trust that it's going to happen. I got all nervous because I was on TV. I flipped this thing, and that thing just like flopped out, splattered everywhere, and the entire audience of the Chew laughed at me. But you know what? It was delicious, and that's all that matters. So that was my biggest food blooper ever.
Yeah.
We actually recently... I'm sorry. Go on.
I don't have one.
But I was going to... Oh, whoa. Carla's never made a mistake.
No, I have. It's the remembering them is the key.
Oh, got it. So recently we were filming, and like, I literally have an omelet almost every day for breakfast. You'll see it on Shoot Up Soup. But I almost every day I make myself an omelet. And I love showing people how to make an omelet. And I never really even use a nonstick pan. I usually use a carbon steel pan to make my omelets every morning. We're shooting, and we use the pan. A style of pan made by a very famous chef that is the host of Hell's Kitchen. I'll let you take it from there. And this pan, which was a nonstick pan, it was like a fucking super glue pan. I literally, I've made a million omelets in my life. In restaurants at home, I, you know, did the thing, let it set, and I went to roll it. And Clinton's face, he's like, oh. Like, I've never seen this happen to you. I'm like, this has never happened to me. Yeah. I mean, I got through it, and it still looked basically like an omelet.
Yeah.
But it literally, the eggs were like this. I am not leaving. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, they were married to that pan, man.
And we don't, on Chewed Up, and most of the time on the Chew, there's no editing. It's like, cameras start, we start shooting, you guys see everything. Like, unlike most Food Network shows, it's like, I could make anybody on Food Network look like an Iron Chef because I could cut out all the bad shit, you know? But like on our shows, it's beginning to end. If there's a mistake, you see the mistake, which I know Carl and I have talked about this actually a lot. Like I don't mind if I make a mistake on television and people see it, because I think it's like, then people realize like, oh, this guy's a chef. He's been cooking every day his entire life and mistakes happen. And you get through it. Like, that's part of life. So, like, I always feel that's why I love live television. Because you could see what's happening in real time, and if mistakes happen, you see them.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we show you how to fix them in a quick manner, too.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do some giveaways. We got some giveaways for this audience as well as our home viewers. So let's get the bucket for the home viewers.
By the way, whoever brought this sand, thank you very much.
Mr. Cheesy-S, thank you.
It's delicious, and thank you for bringing it
on. Wow. I was wondering where that came from. A sandwich just appeared.
Yeah.
And I was like, I look over, Carla's eating it, which is no surprise.
It's a real piece of bacon. Life is good
right now. If you like meet Carla on the street and hand her a piece of food, and be like, here, Carla, this is for you, she will eat it.
Yeah, Clinton will not.
I will not. I'm going to ask you if your cats were on the counter. I'm going to ask you when the last time you washed your hands was.
All right.
Okay, we're going to give two at-home viewers two sets of Michael's Pop Mustards.
I got it.
Amazing.
They're so good.
Well, do you want to model them, Michael? Yeah, I'll let you model them.
Yeah, I'll model them here.
Okay, all right. Big bucket of names. I'll pick one. I can't believe we traveled.
So this is a little mustard company that we started. It's called Pop Mustard. It's whole seed fermented mustard. Spicy, original, and smoked. In Florida, you could get them at Sprouts.
All right. You want to do one? I'll do the other?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. One winner of Michael's Pop Mustard is Robin from Coatesville, Indiana.
Robin!
Give it up for Robin. You happy for her? Yes?
I'm happy for her.
Okay.
All right, I get to pick one.
These are fans at home, but then we have things we're going to get for you guys, too.
You can submit your name by going to info@chewedupshow.com, right? Send an email to that. Chewedupshow.com. Go there and enter your name. You can be in this bucket, too.
And you know where else you can go? You can go to Estherville, because that's where June lives. June in Estherville, Iowa. I just want to go there. I like the name of your town.
Estherville. All right, now we're gonna do some giveaways for the folks in the audience.
I've got an apron.
Okay, the first thing we're gonna give away is an apron. Where's the board? Here's the board. Modeled by Michael Simon.
It's very slimming.
Very slimming. Just cover your whole body with it. You look
for
slimmer.
Me, I'm like, no, I need more fabric.
Okay, so where's Marissa? Marissa, you're gonna do the. All right, so we're gonna. Carla is going to write down a color on this board. Okay. God.
Please. Clinton, monitor the color.
Dusty rose or some shit like that. Please make it. Maybe make it a color that people could actually guess. Oh wow, our pen isn't working.
We need
do
a
we have
pen,
another
man.
Dry erase pen? We do. What if you lick it?
Here, why don't you whisper the color in my ear?
Better.
All right.
How about if they line up if they want to answer?
No.
Why?
Yeah, that's good.
No.
You know what? Line up if you want to be answered, if you want to answer these questions for a chance of the giveaway.
That's
line up.
That's not a good one.
Carla, what? No one's going to guess Violet.
Brick. Okay. Chartreuse.
Well,
said it out loud.
Just write a name, write a color.
Color of the rainbow.
That's perfect. Okay. All right. So the first person to guess the color that Carla has written down wins an apron.
I was going to say chartreuse, but I think you changed it.
Oh, we heard you say it.
Oh, no,
we told her she couldn't do that.
So I was going to say turquoise, if not turquoise.
Nope. Okay, not turquoise. Next.
Sorry.
I was going to try for a magenta.
Nope.
I love y'all. You know me. I feel you.
Next.
Orange.
Nope. Next.
Lavender.
Nope.
Oh, look at these people.
Cerulean.
Oh, wow.
No. We've convinced them.
I always wanted that crayon.
I feel like you can keep getting back in line.
What is it?
No.
Oh, she said violet.
Purple. No, it's not violet.
Keep the color simple.
It was.
Next. You can get back on the line if you didn't win the first time.
Fuchsia?
Nope.
No.
Oh,
my
no.
God, people.
Yellow?
No.
I
Who's
love you, though.
Whose idea was this game?
Maroon?
No.
Oh, that's nice.
She's a great singer named after a color.
Tie-dye?
No.
Tie-dye?
All right,
dude, get out of here.
Pink.
See, y'all, I love that you knew that you should go for something challenging because they set you up. They made me dumb it down.
All right. Okay, the next one. Now we're giving away some more of Michael's mustards. All right, I'm going to write a month on this. I'm going to write a month. Where's the better pen? Okay.
Shit.
Why are these pens going dry? Because we're not capping them.
Yeah.
Okay. Month, go.
My birthday.
August.
No. Next.
For those of you that
September.
Know me,
it's
September.
Yeah.
My birthday month.
Hey.
All right, here we go. Carla's going to write a number from 1 to 10. The person who guesses the number from 1 to 10 is going to win. Some more mustard. Ready? Ready, go.
6.
No.
No.
9.
Nope.
No.
7.
Nope. No.
8.
All
right, how many more?
Two.
Two more. Okay, what was the next thing we said? We're gonna name a Florida animal.
Iguanas do not count. Flying cockroach.
Wait. Oh. Who just said iguanas do not count? I just wrote an iguana.
We know you too well.
It's a reptile.
All right, hold on. Okay. Go.
Alligator.
Correct. All right, last one. Carla is going to write a zodiac sign down on here. Zodiac sign. All right. Ready? Go.
Leo?
No.
A Leo would say Leo.
Scorpio.
No.
Pisces.
No.
No.
Taurus.
Correct, Taurus.
Are you a Taurus?
That is.
No.
Oh. All right. Okay, that was amazing.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching.
Y'all are
Judah.
Amazing. Thank you, everybody.
Have a fabulous day, everybody.
Chewed Up.
Thanks for tuning in to Chewed Up. And thanks to our sponsors, Frontgate and W South Beach, for making this show possible. New episodes drop every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To subscribe, snag recipes, and dig into all the extra fun, head to chewedupshow.com or just click subscribe to Chewed Up Show on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Now go make a mess in your own kitchen.